Open windows September the 16th. You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. Hebrews 3:13. We talk about our motives and we say, our motive was right. We talk about our consciousness. We talk about our intentions. But you and I do not know what lies beneath what we call our good motives. And there is a deceitfulness about the human heart that defies our greatest attempt at tracking it down. And we shall never do it. Here is where the church has come to such a confusing thing and such a tragedy. For the prevailing idea is that you give yourself over to God and he will take you up and use you. Bring over your humanity and consecrate it to the Lord. Consecrate your old man to the Lord and go out and serve the Lord with a consecrated old man. Oh, that is utterly contrary to the teaching of God's word. The result is that in the work of God, all the world over, you have people serving the Lord in the energy of the flesh, in the reasoning of the flesh, in the emotions of the flesh. Meet them, counter them, frustrate them, and you meet something evil. You meet with a fight, a division, a schism, a scattering, and wholesale resignations. Do you see what a havoc the enemy can make in that which is called the church? Because people with best intentions and purest motives have come to serve the Lord with their own intelligence, their own strength, and their own emotions. They have not seen that God has closed the door to the old creation, and that God's attitude is this: the only thing that can satisfy me, that can serve me, is my Son. And if you are going to come into my service, he has to be the energy of everything, the life of everything, the wisdom of everything. He has to be the governing, ruling reality in everything. It is not to be a matter of your impulse, but of his urgings and leadings by the Holy Spirit. Not your sitting down to reason out what it would be good to do for the Lord, what ought to be done, what needs to be done, but what he shows you and nothing more. You and I must not bring over our old creation and give it to God, expecting God to use it. God begins with birth. The church of the firstborn is something quite new, and it comes out of death. That death is the death of an old creation, and the resurrection is of something that is not the resuscitation of an old creation, but the resurrection of something holy of God.